Senate Minority Leader Steve Harding has put forward a bill up in Hartford to give police more power when it comes to high-speed chases and vehicles that have fleeing criminal suspects involved in those cases. I don't know how everyone feels about it, but we've got the senator here with us. Senator Harding joins us back on the show. Always a pleasure to have you here, Senator. And tell us a little bit more about this bill so we can get a better understanding of it.
Yeah, Melissa, good morning, and thanks, as always, for having me. But yeah, I mean, you summed it up exactly right. It does give police officers a little more authority and gives them a little more discretion to potentially pursue an individual, a fleeing criminal, in instances where a felony is committed. So as of now, it basically states that you can only pursue an individual as a police officer if they've committed a violent felony. That's it. And violent crimes generally is defined as utilizing physical force in some manner. And one of my colleagues mentioned to me that essentially arson isn't really using physical force, but I think we'd all agree that arson is a dangerous, terrible felony in which we should be pursuing that individual if it's within reason and within discretion of the police officer safely. To pursue the criminal that's committed that type of crime. So that's just one example of how it is extremely limited in the way the laws that are currently written, what police officers can do in their own discretion when pursuing criminals. And if we want to start cracking down on crime, which I think the majority of this state agrees with, I know that your listeners agree with, I mean, this is a good first step towards giving police officers just a little more discretion in who they can pursue. And I think it also inherently leads to more crime when criminals know, and they know how the system works, when criminals know that the police officer for certain crimes cannot pursue them, it just gives them every reason to take off at high rates of speed, which inherently is dangerous for everyone else around them, even outside and directly related to the crime.
Right, which we've had law enforcement as well as state police across the state of Connecticut confirm that. Basically, I think in some way, shape, or form, when the police accountability law went into effect, that was one of the things that we've heard, like I said, from local and state police, that a lot of times you have people who know they can get away with these things because police are not going to pursue them. My question for you, Senator Harding, is what do you mean specifically when you say police should have more discretion? Like, what does that exactly mean? Are you saying that they should have a wider range of the people they can pursue? Like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, I believe they should be offered more discretion in general. But, I mean, as it specifically relates to this particular bill, I'm talking about discretion in regards to who they can pursue. So as of now, the way the police accountability law was written, if someone takes off at a high rate of speed, if they did not commit a violent felony, the police officer cannot pursue them, even if they ascertain that, you know, the circumstances are correct and proper for public safety and the crime they committed was such a high level of a crime, they should be pursuing that individual. Even if in their discretion they determine that, there's basically an outright ban now if they have not committed what is considered in the law as a violent felony, quote unquote. This would now raise it to simply say if the individual has committed a felony, the police officer can pursue. But there's still standards by which POST, which is a police organization in the state that kind of oversees the police officers here, there's a whole criteria in which the police officer still has to consider whether or not to pursue that individual, you know, what time of day, where that person is driving through. It considers, obviously, public safety around the pursuit. You don't want to put innocent bystanders in danger. So those are all the things that police officer has to consider. But what this bill does is give them more discretion because it opens it up to all felonies. And the police officer can then pursue an individual if in their reasonable ascertainment using the standards that POST sets out can safely pursue that individual and potentially apprehend them, which is what we all should want.
Right. Because, and again, I think the big, I would say the controversial point with this, I would imagine, Senator Harding, not to put words in your mouth, but is the safety aspect, right? Is knowing if pursuing a vehicle is the smart move, if it means that people on the highways or in neighborhoods, people walking, driving, what have you, if they become victims unnecessarily after a high-speed chase. But the other part of this, though, that is really questionable is we've also had a number of cars that have been stolen. We've had even with kids in the cars that were left in the cars. And I'm not saying that the drivers should have left their cars running with their kids in the car. I mean, they shouldn't. However, we've really shifted to a society where we're putting the responsibility solely on the driver and basically saying, look, this stuff can happen. So unless you're being proactive, again, I'm not condoning bad behavior. But to me, we've really made it like, hey, it's your fault you left your kid in the car. It's your fault you left your car, you know, running because, you know, criminals are going to take your cars and we can't pursue them, essentially. So it seems like that's sort of the weighing factor here is that worth the safety of drivers and pedestrians?
Well, I mean, I think you summed it up very well, Melissa. And one of the things that I think you did hit on, which I think is a very important point, is there has been a pendulum swing, I would say, since 2020 in this country, and unfortunately, even more particularly in the state of Connecticut, in which victims of crimes essentially are looked at differently now. And criminals are looked at differently. And I would say that, victims are given less weight now. Individuals that are suffering from crime are given less weight. And criminal defendants are often given more weight in a positive manner. And police officers are giving less weight. I mean, the pendulum, I think, has swung way too far in those directions. And there's an overall, I think, lack of respect for police. There's an overall lack of respect for what they do on a daily basis to keep all of us safe. And you can feel it from police officers in their interactions. And it's really unfortunate. And I think it almost comes from a governmental level. I think your general bystanders on the street greatly appreciate what police officers do, but the motives and some of the work of the legislature speaks to the contrary. And it's really unfortunate. And the police officers see that. They certainly see that, and it is impacting recruiting. It's impacting individuals that are great police officers staying in that career path because of that. And I think we need to start moving back in the right direction again towards respecting our first responders and all they do to protect us on a daily basis. And with that said, Melissa, to your point, it is a balance. But I think what's important to note is in the bill that we propose, that balance still exists. The police officer still has to make that determination that it's safe to pursue this individual considering all the circumstances. Those measures remain exactly the same. Those factors remain exactly the same. It just gives them a little more discretion in saying that they're not outright banned from pursuing an individual because they haven't committed a violent felony. It simply says that if they've committed a felony, you can pursue that individual, but you still have to go through the same exact, you know, cost-benefit analysis and whether or not it's safe to pursue the individual. And I think it's important to note that does still exist in this particular bill.
I'm just curious, Senator Harding, after you presented this, I know that the Judiciary Committee saw this week, but it seems like majority Democrats do not agree with it. I mean, do you think it'll go forward?
I am hopeful that there is a compromise. I mean, yeah. I mean, generally the Democrats have opposed these public safety and pro police measures over the past few years, which is really unfortunate. It seems like only the Republicans have been the ones pursuing these initiatives, and so just based upon that, you know, I have some doubt whether or not this can move forward. But I will say from some of the comments I heard, even from Democrats, there seems at least to be an openness to making some modifications in the law to address some of these issues that we addressed or raised. And so I am hopeful in some regard here. And we're going to keep on pursuing this regardless of what the Democrats stand on this issue.
Senator Harding, I always appreciate having you on the show. Thank you so much for talking through this bill and sharing it with our listeners. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Melissa. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, you too.